Good morning. This is Spotlight, and I'm Mark Hard. Thanks for being with us. It's Valentine's Day month, February, and we have Patty Mondor with us. She has a CD out called The Treasure of Your Love. And she's got her hand out with some food on the cover of it and a little, is that a chipmunk?
That's a chipmunk.
Is that Chatter?
I tell people I'm the one on the left. No, that's Hoover.
Oh, that's Hoover.
He eats like a little vacuum cleaner, so we call him Hoover.
All right. Well, welcome into Spotlight this morning.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Now, you've got this CD with quite a few songs on there. Tell me how you came to produce this.
Well, this is fun. This is like my fifth or sixth CD. I keep telling people this one's going to be my swan song. Maybe it is. But I just kind of keep building up songs until I get a full album's worth. Got all the way done with this one, and I thought, do I have a theme? And I just looked back, and it's funny you're mentioning that it's February, because coincidentally, the theme is the love of God. I looked back and realized that's what God's been telling me in my personal life, and that reflects in my songs. And I think in each one you'll hear something about how the love of God can be applied to the situations that we go through in life.
Now, tell us about some of the tracks on here and how they came to be. What, for instance, people usually say, what's your favorite track? What's your least favorite track?
Oh, that's a strange question.
Yeah.
The least favorite? I don't know if I have a least favorite.
Because usually the least favorite is the one I end up liking for one reason or another. The songs that don't quite make it to air or whatever. But, well, then what is your favorite?
Well, I guess I have a couple favorites. I think the one that has the most interesting story is the one I was there. I was leaving church. We go to a little North Country church, and I was leaving church right after the hurricane Katrina hit. As I was going out, my pastor said, Patty, you really got to write a song to the hurricane victims. And the album was pretty much done, and I wasn't really interested in writing songs, and I gave him one of those accommodating, I'll keep that under advisement. Walked out within an hour, sat right down on the curb, and wrote the words out to the song. It was neat, and then about an hour later, I wrote the melody when I got home, sang it a couple weeks later. The thing that was interesting to me is people were really touched by it, and it dawned on me, every one of us are going through hurricanes of all different kinds. And the message is the same for each of us, and it comes back to the love of God, is that whatever you're going through, you're not going through it alone. And if you'll just surrender that situation to Him, He can even bring good out of that.
It's important to know that God does love you, that He is there, that He never leaves you, that He's faithful, a faithful friend. What about, you mentioned another song on here.
I think I mentioned Lord, I believe.
Yeah.
You know, I think of the scripture, we love because He first loved us. And I think every one of us come into life with a lot of hurts and baggage. I think Lord, I believe is my own testimony. Lord, I believe You love me. And yes, I absolutely believe that. My life is based on it. But yet God's love is so great and incomprehensible that it's almost hard to grasp. Even a morsel of it is more than we can comprehend. But I think once we've tasted His love for us, it not only transforms us, but enables us to love others. So that's how I wanted to end the album, with my prayer and my testimony.
Now, how long have you been writing music?
That would get close to having to admit how old I am. Quite a long time. I think even as a little kid, I was walking around humming little tunes that I made up.
Gold Mountain. Tell us about Gold Mountain.
Gold Mountain, actually, Gold Mountain is our name. Mondor means mountain of gold. And when Bob and I got married, we just started pooling all of our different interests together. We've got multimedia, music videos, documentaries. We've written a couple books. Probably seen my articles in the good newspaper.
Oh, yeah.
So, and he would be think it was remiss if I didn't mention you can find out more about that on our website at www.gold-mountain.com. Kind of tells a whole bunch of the stuff that we're involved in right now.
That is very neat. And plus you work.
Yeah, that I do. Full-time. So I work at Upstate in pediatrics, which, by the way, is another interesting point. Anybody who comes to the hospital to buy this CD, 100% of the money will be going to the new children's hospital.
Wow, that's great. How do you find the time to do all of this?
I don't know. I don't have time to think about it, I guess.
That's great. And the fact that you're able to be here with us this morning is a great testimony to your love for the Lord, your willingness to do His will, and to be able to minister to others through music, through multimedia, really through who you are.
Like I said, once we've been touched by God's love, we can't help but to want to share that. That becomes the passion in our life.
If you could sum up the sole purpose for the disc here, for somebody listening to it, what would you want them to take away from this as they listen?
I want them to know that God loves them passionately, passionately enough to die for them, and that no matter what they're going through in life, that God loves them and he's there with them and he'll see them through if they'll just entrust their situation and their very life to his love.
Now, for people who want more information on this CD as well as others and information on Gold Mountain, how do they do that? How do they find that out?
Well, again, the website is www.gold-mountain.com. Don't forget the dash.
Right.
The CD is also at Sacred Melody.
Let's listen to I Was There. And thank you for being here on the Mars Hill Network.